Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is The Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. It's hour number three of The Odd Couple. And we got Foul or Fair with our man J.R. Gamble from MLB Bro, because you need to know.com joining us at the bottom. And I'm feeling good right now as somebody that picked Boston in seven. Only question in my mind right about now is will they do it in six? Because the Celtics are up 93-79. 10 minutes left to play. I mean, that's not over. But, boy, that Celtics defense is stout. And Giannis doing his thing, 32 points, 8 rebounds, does have 5 turnovers, 13 for 22 shooting. But nobody else, Rob, doing anything. Jrue Holiday's got 16, but it's taking him 16 shots, 6 for 16.
Yeah, that's no good, right?
Yeah, this is where they miss Chris Middleton. Doesn't mean Giannis isn't great. But you need a wingman, and Chris Middleton was that guy. And look, it's not over, the series or the game. But right now, Boston is looking great, having their way. Jason Tatum, 25. Jaylen Brown, 25. Rob, in the games they've won, which isn't surprising, those two stars have been stars. And it's two stars against one. And then the role players, you know, Boston's role players are playing better because they got that defense that's just aggravating.
It is amazing when you think of this series how Milwaukee went in there, Chris game one. You remember and dismantled him and you thought, oh, wow. You know, yep. Coming off of the series for Boston against Brooklyn, So it was kind of weird. You know what I mean? Like really? No Chris Middleton, no problem on the road. They were trying to go for two straight games, you know, in Boston, you know, and the series is turned. It's amazing when these things happen.
Well, Rob, you got a credit. He was third on my coach of the year ballot. How about Ime Udoka? I mean, this dude and Brad, you were a little down. You weren't quite as I don't want to say I was high on Brad Stevens, but I thought he was a good coach. You were a little more skeptical, right?
I was.
He was overrated because, I mean, people were acting like he was, you know, invented basketball.
Like he had never won, the big one in college, Chris. And here's, I guess my issue was.
Not a huge slight because you played at Butler. No. You got him there twice. So that
right. I'm just saying. And number two was he kept getting these big long-term contracts. And I was like,
that was
based
it.
On
right.
what? Based
and that's
on
why
what?
A lot of coaches were upset. Remember, he never got, like, votes for coaching here?
Never got
coaches.
Right, like, none. Right. Like right. It was amazing.
But this guy, Ime Udoka, Rob, my goodness, what a job. What even win or lose this series, that dude is a really good coach. And so hats off to him. But we'll see how this thing turns out. We were talking earlier about Kyrie Irving. And, Rob, like I said, if I'm the Nets – I'm reaching out to Kyrie myself, and I'm like, look, you know, compliment him and be true. We love you. We think your game is awesome, but we're not ready to give you a long-term deal right now just because of the, you know, you just haven't played a lot in these last few years. And we want to try to run it back this year. And we got you. Ben Simmons will be here. We think we can win the title. So let's run it back. We know you want to be here. We want you here. But let's run it back and then move on from there. That's ideal for the Nets if I'm them. If he insists on opting out, then I'll probably offer him a one-year deal, Rob, with maybe a player option for the second year or team option for the second year. 1 year max maybe, and that's it. I'm not giving him a long-term deal, though.
No, I don't think it's warranted coming off the year they just had. I'm sorry, I would be against it as well. Same thing with I wouldn't be willing to sign Harden to any long-term deal. I just got to see.
What would you do with him? You're right, same thing, because I would try to encourage him to opt in too.
Opt in for one more year, and then let's take a look at where we are, what we're doing, the direction of the team, and if you play well and the team is doing well, I don't have any problem with signing you. But I'm just – coming off of what we just had, you know, especially if they get knocked out, I would want to wait. And the same thing with Kyrie. I just want to make sure where he is, you know, have a good year, no interruptions, ball out, play well. Ben Simmons is healthy come, you know, training camp, and you have your team together. And I see how it fits together, and I see how Kyrie acts. And if they have the big three and they have it all working, Chris, and they have a great regular season, and then I'm fine with signing Kyrie.
Now, look, the only thing with Kyrie is you got to show up. That's it. That is it. You got to be there.
We know he can play.
Look, whenever, absolutely. Nobody in their right mind doesn't think he's awesome. But if – and look, even if next year goes great, if next year goes well and they get close to a championship or a championship – then, of course, you're signing him long-term. Even then, Rob, even as I would do it, even then I got questions, right, in the back of my mind of, okay, we won another ring or won a ring. He won another ring. Is he going to be satisfied? Was he just, you know, being a good soldier because of, you know, the contract situation? So there's going to be doubts just because of his history.
Yeah, but there's nothing you can do with that. I mean, what can you do, Chris?
It is what it is. I agree with that. But let's go to Bill Plaschke, friend of the show, LA Times columnist, longtime columnist.
I've known him since the 90s, Chris. You know, I've known him forever.
Did a long-form story with Jeannie Buss the other day in LA Times. She talked about the state of the team. And today on the Doug Gottlieb show, he dropped some bombs. Here he is.
I've heard that Phil would like LeBron traded. I've just heard that. But I've got nothing to back that up. No on-the-record stuff to back that up. But I think Phil I do know that Phil would like them to keep Westbrook and try to make it work with him.
All right. Rob, first of all, I don't think if you're Bill Plaschke, you say that if you don't think there's some legitimacy to it.
I'm with you, Chris.
You know, we've both been in that situation where you talk to people off the record. And, yeah, you know, you hear all types of stuff. I would only say something like that. Even he couched it. Like, it's not a report. It's not on the record. But you wouldn't even say it if you didn't believe it, meaning your source must be pretty good. And I'm telling you what people are thinking. I don't know if this is the case, Rob. But it's the natural thought process is, hold up, he just had a long sit-down with Jeannie Buss, who used to date Phil Jackson, still friends with Phil Jackson.
Hello.
She told him. I don't know if she did or not, but that's what your natural thought process is, right?
Right. I think she still pushes Phil's wheelchair. Is that not true? Oh, no, I'm sorry. No.
Lillian!
No, but Chris, you're right. Why wouldn't you think that? You would think that. And to put it out there, I just think when you're on national radio, you're saying, hey, Phil wants LeBron traded, but I can't. I mean, to right. say that, but I can't. I don't have any sources to confirm that or whatever, but that's what I'm hearing.
Right,
and I'm
right.
hearing that, right. I'm like, wow.
All right, so to me, Rob, this is Exhibit F. I don't know, Exhibit G, whatever. That Phil Jackson, a phenomenal coach, and you probably just got to give him the credit as the best ever with 11 rings. Whether you want to argue, oh, he always had Jordan, Pippen, Shaq, Kobe, whatever, 11 rings, all right? And nobody else won with those guys. It shows that as great a coach as he was, I don't think he knows anything about running a team. He ran a team. New York Knicks, I think 2014 to 2017.
Yeah, he ran it into the ground is what he did.
Absolutely. It was in the ground when he got it, and he stayed in the ground.
He dug it even deeper.
He fired Mike Woodson, who had led them the year before, the firing, to the second round of the playoffs. Only time they've been that far in two decades.
So he got rid of
Mike. Replaced him with Derek Fisher. Mistake. Didn't go well.
No, right.
But replace Derek Fisher with Kurt Rambis. Mistake. Didn't go well. Replace Kurt Rambis with Jeff Hornacek. Mistake. Did not go well. And now, if you said you want to trade LeBron James, I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think that makes sense. But what makes it worse, Rob, is you said I want to trade LeBron James, according to Bill Plaschke or whoever
right.
told
you. And keep
Russell Westbrook.
Thank you.
Like, what? That's the – and here's the – and this is the last thing, and then the floor is yours, Rob. I get – if Phil Jackson – we know he's had issues with LeBron personally, right? He referred to Maverick Carter, Rich Paul, and, you know, Randy Mims. That's LeBron's – those are his guys. He referred to them as LeBron's posse. They took major offense to it, even thought maybe it had racial undertones. And they've kind of – those – to, you know, LeBron and Phil Jackson just haven't seen eye to eye ever since. But if you want to say, okay, Phil Jackson was a triangle guy, moved the basketball, nobody's ball dominant. Jordan was not ball dominant. He shot a ton, but he never just dribbled for 15, 20 seconds routinely. If you want to say LeBron's not his type of guy because he is ball dominant, okay. But what ruins that argument, Rob, is you want to keep Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook's ball dominant too and not nearly as smart basketball-wise as LeBron. So, Rob, Exhibit F that Phil Jackson shouldn't be running your basketball
team. Did he watch Westbrook play at all this past year? I mean, to say that if you of anything – that if you say you want to get rid of LeBron and you know what I mean, Chris, I could buy that. But LeBron and Westbrook, and we're going to build
right.
around AD.
Right.
I'll buy that.
Right.
But Westbrook, like to work around him, I don't see it. And yeah. I'm with you. Phil Jackson, was a great coach. No one's taken anything up away from him. He even won a championship with Albany and the CBA,
right,
which no
right.
longer exists, okay?
Yep.
So I'm not going to, Chris, talk about him as a coach, but you just said it. Exhibit A was the New York Knickerbockers, and he was bad. He made bad decisions.
Yep.
Rambis, yep. Derek Fisher, just keep dipping into the Laker pool. How many times are you going to do that? How many
Absolutely.
Times?
Absolutely. Well, and this was the point, and we kind of talked about it with Jeannie Buss. I mean, my goodness, it's just friends. Obviously, Phil, they dated for years. Kurt Rambis played for her father, right, when he played with Showtime. Worked for Phil in New York, is great friends with Phil. And Linda Rambis is great friends with Jeannie for 40 years. I mean, Rob Pelinka's, Kobe's age. Like, get somebody in there that's not down with the crew. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be a fresh voice.
It's like a remake of an NBC hit comedy series. Friends.
Right.
Everybody's friends, Chris. I mean,
right.
Stop.
Right. That would have really been good tomorrow on TV Theme Song Thursday.
Exactly. But you know, Chris, that's a bad thing. And you know this even in business. Everybody can't be a relative.
Right.
Like, unless you wanted a small family business. I'm talking about corporate America. People frown on that if you would have hired
right.
all your family.
Nepotism.
Oh, no, my brother is going to be the VP and my sister is going to
yep.
be this and my uncle's going to. No.
Yep.
Even if you're the boss, people would frown on that kind of behavior. It's bad.
Absolutely.
And to put all your friends and whatnot in these positions where no one's willing to check you, Chris, and say, no, this is
right.
bad. I know
right.
because I've worked at two other organizations and we didn't do business like that. You know, like
right.
that's what you need. Because sometimes you could be insulated and think that, you know, this is how it's done everywhere. No, it's not.
And look, that is how the Lakers have been run, okay? But they've been fortunate just to have great players. Let's just keep it real, Rob. They've had the greatest players in the league. I mean, it's not even close. No team has had the, I mean, Wilt Chamberlain, Elgin Baylor, Jerry West, Kareem, Magic, Shaq. It's ridiculous. Now they got LeBron. Like, but they haven't been, like, run like a machine, like a lot of teams in the NBA. And it's worked for them, but it's a little bit of a different league now. So, you know, that's the deal. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. What do you think of the reports or talk, rumors, whatever you want to call them, of Phil Jackson wanting to trade LeBron and keep Russell Westbrook? You'll turn away in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we're brought to you, of course, by AutoZone. They got the free services that you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. With more than 5,600 locations across the country, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money. With their free services, getting the job done just got easier, folks. Restrictions apply, still. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. What do you think about the rumors that Phil Jackson wants to trade LeBron and he still has Genie Buss's ear, Phil, and keep Russell Westbrook? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Kenny in Phoenix. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Kenny?
What up, fellas? Thanks for giving me some run. I really appreciate you guys.
Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir.
So, fellas, it might sound kind of crazy, but I've been, just perception, I've been watching LeBron, you know, obviously his whole career. The last couple of years, I watch him, if he doesn't get a call, he doesn't run down to the other side of the court, he makes his team play 4-on-5. And it's every game, and it's a couple times a game. So perception of, like, the younger players, staff, management, that might be getting old. And Russ, we all know his game's broken. But what he gives you is 110%. And that could be contagious for, like, a high pick or for some young guns coming in. I just – maybe Braun's just starting to rub wrong on some people. That 4-on-5 defense doesn't play well with a lot in the locker room, right?
Well, look, he's not putting forth the effort on defense that he used to. There's no question about that. But I just – I don't – Russ, I don't think he's going to – His game is going to take away from young hotshot players. If you were to get some young hotshot players to play with him, the way he plays isn't going to let them be their best either. So, I would keep LeBron and trade Westbrook.
Yeah, that's the issue. I just – the Westbrook thing, Chris. Can you imagine Laker fans, like –
Westbrook, it don't make
coming
sense,
back.
Right?
Oh no!
That makes about as much sense to them as them bringing in Westbrook in the first place.
Exactly. It just doesn't make sense to keep him around. All right, Evan in Charlotte, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Evan?
Hey, Chris. Hey, Rod. How are you guys doing?
We're great, doing man. Great. Thanks for your support, my man.
Yeah, thank you much. Quick point I'll make, and then I just kind of want to hear what you guys have to say. So obviously here in Charlotte, big Hornets fan, through thick and mostly thin. But MJ running things here as the owner for the past decade plus, And a lot has been made of it, and I think there's a lot of merit to the argument that, you know, as great of a player as MJ was, that almost hurts him in a way as an owner, because looking at talent, especially in the draft, it's just hard when you're that great of a player to evaluate these guys. You're almost like too good of a player because it makes it hard to evaluate. And I think with Phil Jackson, he was so good as a coach. I mean, like Chris, you said it just a few minutes ago, the GOAT coach, you know, in most right. people's books, 11 rings, also won some rings as a player, you know, back in the day that, you know.
Right,
you
with the Knicks, he won two championships.
And he was a mediocre player, right. He wasn't a great
right.
player.
Right, and so you look at how bad his run in the front office there in New York went. Now he's getting involved with the Lakers for some reason. I just think he's kind of suffering from some of the same, the Michael Jordan syndrome. I want to hear what you guys think of that comparison, whether you think that holds any weight or not. Thank you, guys. I love the show.
Appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yep. Thank you. That's hard to say, Rob. I mean, I don't know if being a great coach, you know, limits you as an executive. I mean, I'm trying to think off the top of my head as, you know, guys that have done both, but I don't know. It's a hard comparison. I'd have to really think about that.
It is hard. Some people think, Chris, that, you know, because things came too easily for those guys,
right?
That they can't really, like, look at other people. And that's what I thought. Great coaches, great players have a hard time coaching.
Right.
Because they don't understand what it is that, what do you mean you don't see that play? Or you know.
Right, like exactly.
It doesn't compute, right? What do you mean?
It's so, clear as day, right.
Yeah, for them. So I don't know. I think Jordan has had a hard time drafting. We know that, Chris.
No, no doubt. He finally got it right with LaMelo.
That's like the first one. He's had like a slew of bad draft picks. So
no doubt.
Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for Foul or Fair with J.R. Gamble.
And what that ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
That's right, it is Foul or Fair here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, where we go around the baseball diamond to discuss all the biggest headlines in the majors. In order to do so properly, we had to bring in a real baseball expert.
What?
The star of the Inside the Parker podcast. The
what?
Most important person at MLBBro.com. None other
what?
Than J.R. Gamble. What's up, J.R.?
Yes, sir. What's up, Rob? And Chris is back. Welcome back, Chris.
Thank you, brother. Great to be back.
Yes,
great
sir.
Great to be back, too, man.
And again, guys, I do got three baseball related questions. It's up to you guys to let me know what you're thinking about these, if they're foul or fair. We'll keep you updated here on this playoff game as well.
No,
only
don't,
14
don't say
seconds.
That. I'm on a
Chris
a
Broussard is going to get it spoiled.
10-minute delay.
Don't spoil
right, so let's
for
get
me.
Started, though. Question number
Chris
one.
Chris is still watching the TNT pregame
That's
show.
Right. He's like, who do they got winning tonight? All right, here we go. JR, question number one. The Angels streaking suddenly. You got the best player in baseball, Mike Trout, the reigning MVP in Ohtani, apparently a switch hitting home run hitter in Rendon, and now they got a rookie pitcher throwing a no-hitter, Reed Detmer. Entering Wednesday, they had the best record in the AL West. JR, here's the question. Foul or fair to say the Angels should be favored to win the division for the first time since 2014?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
I mean, if the Angels have truly figured out their pitching woes, then, yes, they have a chance to win the entire thing. But the Angels have always had great hitting. You know, our star power, Otani, Trout, Rendon, the problem's been pitching. In the last three seasons, their staff ERA's been about 5 runs per game. This year, they're down to about 3.59, 3.6 per game. So definitely an improvement. It's fair to say they'll be competitive, but the Astros still have the best manager and the championship pedigree. And we have to see if the Angels can maintain it, because it would be hard for me to pick a team that's never been there over a team like the Astros, who are playing for a World Series almost every season.
I'm going to say it's fair.
It's a fair ball.
What? And I hear you about the Astros. It's hard to, you know, I don't want to say count them out, but it's hard to bet against them. But I really like oh, man. I'm watching this game.
Chris,
I really
could have
like,
told you 30 seconds ago.
No, don't
so
tell
no.
me. Don't tell
do
me. Don't tell me. I really like what the Angels got going. Like you said, they got great hitting. Syndergaard is pitching well. He's got to stay healthy, obviously. And Patrick Sandoval, I don't know if he can keep this up, but they need him to for sure. So I'm fair on that one. That's the Angels.
I'm going to say it's fair, too.
It's a fair ball.
You know what? The Angels, I love their lineup and Shohei. And the thing is, if you're going to do something special, they've been looking for a pitcher for a long time. And here comes this kid, Reed Detmers. And this is like where you find your guy. This guy in 11 major league starts, he throws a no-no. That's a sign for me and the Angels. They got something going, because that's the guy you've been looking for all these years, and now they got him.
All right. Story number two here on Fowler Fair and the Odd Couple, J.R. Gamble.
Yes,
in
sir.
The batter's box. Question number two. Cardinals Gold Glove center fielder Harrison Bader made history on Tuesday night. Nobody really talking about it, though. He hit the club's first inside the park home run in over 20 years.
Wow.
Now the home crowd exploded as he rounded third, which leads to a very obvious question here, JR. Foul or fair to call an inside the parker, not the podcast, the most exciting play in baseball?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
It's the most exciting play in baseball. It's the most exciting podcast in existence.
No doubt.
For sure.
Now
baseball's
that's
better off when guys are, you know, hitting balls into the gaps and running the bases like thoroughbreds. Any play, fellas, that involves hitting, running in athleticism, that's exciting to me. A lot has to go right for a player in the first place to hit an inside-the-park home run. For one, nobody goes up to the plate thinking, I'm going to hit an inside-the-park home run. So the element of mystery and excitement is there. Two, you need something to happen to get an inside-the-parker, like the outfielder misplays the ball or the runner's Billy Hamilton fast. Naturally, it's one of the most exciting plays because it's so rare, and it uses a set of skills to complete that play that baseball doesn't value as it did back in the day.
I'm going to say it's fair.
It's a fair ball.
Yes,
and JR just said it. He's right. It's not only you're hitting the ball, Chris. You're using that speed. You're rounding the bases. And then normally on the inside the parker, there's a play at the plate, you know,
right,
that you have to slide in. So all the elements of everything going on, a relay throw, it is exciting if he's going to make it or they're going to nail him at the plate. I think it's the most exciting play in baseball. And that's why you need a podcast called Inside the Rob Parker. Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm fair as well.
It's a fair ball.
And like Rob said, it was surprising for Baders, there wasn't a play at the plate.
Right.
So that
normally
for an Inside the Parker was a little anticlimactic. Yep. But no question about it, it is you're on the edge of your seat the entire time when you see an Inside the Park home run. So I'm with that.
The Bader inside the Parker, much like the podcast, very anticlimactic.
Oh, is that right?
In the words of Chris Broussard.
Hey, tomorrow morning when that thing dropping like it's hot. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, geez.
It does climax, though, when I'm on it.
Oh, my.
That's big facts.
Okay.
Big facts.
What do you need, a cigarette and baby oil?
That's okay. Right. All right, here we go. Last one for you, JR.
I'm a woman.
Rangers manager Chris Woodward pissed off a bunch of Yankee fans over the weekend when he compared their stadium to a, quote, little league ballpark due to the short right porch. Here's an easy one for you, JR. Foul or fair to say Major League Baseball should mandate that all fields be the same size?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
Everyone knew, if you've been listening, that I would answer that question like that. That's the beauty of baseball, man. Different parks, different dimensions. As far as the teams hitting, both teams get to hit under the same conditions, so it's not like there's an advantage for the Mets that the other team doesn't have. Why in the world would we want all of the baseball parks to be the same? No! Again, that's the beauty of the game, the diversity in the ballparks, the diversity in the players, the hitting styles, the strategies. Sounds like more metrics, let's make everything the same stuff, you know, changing the game of baseball that a lot of people already consider unwatchable. So stop tinkering with it and definitely let the individual designers decide how to beautify their own park. Come on.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's foul.
That is a foul ball.
However, look, there's a part of me that's like, you obviously all the other sports, the dimensions are the same.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a part of me that you're right, JR, in that for that game or that series, everybody's playing in the same park, same rules, same dimensions, all that. But when you look at, when you start to look at contracts and records and all that that are affected by the park size and dimensions, it would be more fair if all the dimensions were the same. But because of the history of the game, because it just brings more character to baseball, I'm cool with the way things are. But there is an argument to be made for the other side.
It is foul.
That is a foul ball.
No, I every... You know, like Woodward comes into Yankee Stadium. They've been playing with the same dimensions for 150 years. Yeah. For you to complain about it, Chris. You know what I mean? It's a bandbox.
Right, right.
What about Barton? It didn't like they changed it or moved the fences in. It's the same thing. And the Yankees haven't won a World Series since 2009. So it doesn't alter or make it a fair disadvantage for other teams. The Yankees aren't winning every year. Be quiet with that nonsense and try to win some games.
Wow.
That's foul or fair.
Why don't you get fired up, Rob?
Sorry about that.
Yes, sir.
All right. We got the final score is in. We'll share it with you on the other side. Thanks, JR. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's the Odd Couple wrapping up a Worship Wednesday, as we always do. Kanye West. All right, Rob, what a game. Boston 110, Milwaukee. I'm sorry, Milwaukee 110, Boston 107.
You were hoping it was the other way around. You're not mad?
I can't even be mad because
Chris, they choked down the stretch.
I pick Boston, but I'm not like a Boston fan. I'm a basketball
fan. No, I know that.
Fan.
I know
that. No, but I'm just saying, I got to give Milwaukee credit. Like, they were so impressive down the stretch that I'm going to give them credit. Now, I can blame Boston for putting it in Marcus Smart's hands the last two possessions, but Jrue Holiday, two outstanding defensive plays. Giannis hits a huge three. That's not his forte. Bobby Portis, after missing a layup earlier that was critical, hits the game-winning layup. Like, I just got to – it was such good basketball. And Milwaukee, I just got to give them credit. I can't even be mad, man. Real talk.
I want to hear – we got some sound from the Celtics locker room. Oh, no sound. Okay, well, I thought we had sound. Christo, the last 14 seconds, Celtics were up by a point. They give up the offensive rebound. We just talked about it, and then you talked about Marcus Smart's shot was blocked, recovered by Jrue Holiday, and then Marcus Smart has the ball stolen at midcourt before they can even get the game-tying three up. It's a choke job at home. They were up. What was the score going into the fourth quarter? They were up big.
Well, they were up 14 with 10 minutes left.
I mean, that's a choke job at home.
I don't know. I mean, okay, so was Milwaukee a choke job in game four? Because they had a big lead. These are just two, to your point, evenly matched. Well, hold on. If Boston wasn't or Milwaukee wasn't a choke job in Milwaukee in game four, they had a big lead too going into the fourth quarter. And Boston came back after trailing basically the whole game.
But, Chris, this is a game where you
every
put yourself
every time you lose a lead, it's
position,
not choking.
It's a choke job here to me in that they couldn't even get a shot off to at least try to tie the game. And my point is 14 seconds and they aren't able to get anything going. And at home, in a critical game where you win, you said it earlier, 83% of the teams that win game five have a chance to they advance. I mean, it's a huge loss at home, and now you go to Milwaukee where you can be closed out. That's all I'm saying. I think you got to secure that game.
It's a huge loss. I'll give you that. But I just don't think it was a choke job. I think that Milwaukee took it, and credit them. Just like Boston took game four in Milwaukee after trailing most of the way and being down big in the fourth quarter. Like, I don't think every loss, even every late game loss, is a choke job. Sometimes, obviously, they made some mistakes, but they'd been out rebounded all night. It's not like a huge surprise that the Bucks are much bigger and that Bobby Portis got that rebound with 14 seconds left or 11 seconds left and put in the game winner. Just a tough loss, no doubt about it. But, you know, we'll see. I mean, it's a great series. It's been every team's won every other game, and we'll see if that continues.
We do have the call, the Celtics' final call, so let's hear it.
Smart on the inbound. Horford return to Smart. Smart, half court, punched away by Jrue Holiday, and Jrue Holiday
put the title belt on display tonight at TD Garden with a 14-point come-from-behind win and wrestle control of the Eastern Conference semifinal right away from the Celtics in their own backyard.
Wow.
Drew Holiday had the block of Smart. I don't know how much time was left on the second to last possession. And then he had the, here it's 8 seconds left. And then he had the steal from Smart. Wow. Drew stepped up. Drew was under pressure, had struggled offensively in the series, even in the game at points. But he stepped up offensively as well. I got to give him credit. I just got to give him credit.
If I was writing a column for the Boston Globe, it would be a choke job column. I just think you got to secure that game.
I believe you would have.
I would. That would be my...
But, you know,
that would be my column. You know it would be. I know. I'm just saying.
Nah. Look, if people want to call it that, fine. But I just think it was a great... I mean, you figure you can hold on to that lead. But that's been... If Boston hadn't done it to Milwaukee just a game earlier, maybe I'd agree. But this has been that kind of series. And so...
Yeah, but this was a game that was important. And I think you even said earlier, because it looked like they had the game in hand, that you were feeling good about Boston
or
whatever. You know what I mean? And where they were, we didn't think the game was in doubt. And to be able to lose a game like that, I just think it's devastating if you're Boston. You can't feel good. You go to Milwaukee, you could easily now be closed out, where you were within seconds of putting yourself in that position. That's all.
But they outscored, to my point about game four, they outscored Milwaukee 43-28 in the fourth quarter to win that game. And this was similar because Milwaukee, after struggling against the Bucks, the Celtics defense all night, scored 23 points in like the last 8 minutes or something, 33 in the quarter. I mean, in a game against a defense like that, give the Bucks credit, man. They stepped up. They found a way. I got to give them credit. And Giannis, wow. Again, Rob, the big three-pointer from a guy that was shooting, entering the game, Rob, he was shooting 10% from three. And he hits a huge game three-pointer late in the game. So give him credit. But it's the Odd Couple signing off. Go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud. Subscribe to the podcast. Download it.
Dr. Heimlich.
Leave us 5 stars. And
are you in the building?
A nice comment. Keep it locked, too. Fire's next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.